On the show today, we have Kuna's very own Greg Mickling talking about the Credit Union System Digitization Group releasing its first report, the June 2021 Industry Outlook, based on a few of the recent meetings, and they have identified gaps and opportunities to expand the credit union digital footprint. Really, really good conversation here with Greg, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Greg Mickling from CUNA. Greg, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing well, Mike, and great to be with you. One of the favorite recurring guests. Well,
hi. Well, everyone's a favorite. We love it, but we always enjoy catching up with you, so it's always fun.
You're one of the favorite interviewers in this. So there you go.
Okay, I'll take that. Thank you very much for that. Alrighty, hey, let's get you guys with your credit union system digitization group. It's really, you guys are kicking off your activities quite well these days. You guys just released your first report, the June 2021 Industry Outlook. So I'm going to give you a chance here. Just give us a quick summary on what you guys talked about, and then we'll kind of get into a couple of the details, some of the opportunities and gaps that you guys discovered in it. So give us a quick overview on what this report is all about.
Sure. So the digitization working group has met, actually when this report came out, had met three times. So this is the summation of just kind of what was discussed in those first few meetings. Mm-hmm. It really starts with an industry outlook, as you mentioned, and it discusses some of the key considerations that the group just brought forward as we tried to determine the scope of what this could all mean. There's a number of different ways you can approach the digital landscape and technology. It's just such a broad issue. Yeah. And we wanted to make sure that we identified how to bring that into something that could be actionable. And as we built things out, identify how we could break into some work streams to really address issues more specifically. Mm-hmm. And so those work streams are outlined in the report as well. So you kind of start with that outlook and you move into a description of the work streams and some of the bullet points that have been discussed within those groups. And as you'll recall from our last conversation, we really wanted this to be an organic dialogue with the working group and not come into it with, kind of a set of preconceived notions of what the outcome should be or what the discussion point should be. And that's how it's been working. And so we at least wanted to give the industry and the movement kind of an update on what things had been tackled in those first three meetings.
Yeah. And just to kind of give people an update here, there are how many people? Is it 41 people
41.
In the group? Or?
Yes. Yeah. There are 41 participants in the group from across the credit union system.
Okay. And you mentioned the work streams or discussion groups, and there's five of them. So before we get into the details of the report, because these are the folks that came up with kind of the opportunities and what they all the discoveries basically. So how did they work together to come up with these discoveries, so to speak?
So as we kind of talked about building out the work streams, there was a discussion about process, about how do we even get to a point where we don't try to boil the ocean, right? And we try to understand what we might be able to bring forward that has a honed scope enough that it can be actionable. We want to be able to deliver something. Of course, an update or a white paper would be handy, but how can we actually help move the credit union system forward? So when we were talking about work streams, this is a highly technical group with a lot of operational experience. And so even in that conversation, there's a lot of different viewpoints on what a work stream means and how you really operationalize an approach to building out a strategy. And so we started there and determined that they're really discussion groups. They're not delivering a work product, if you will, from a work stream, mm-hmm. but let's break out our discussion into a few points and try and understand maybe where some of the commonality comes forth when you're talking about them within those specific work stream topics. Mm-hmm. And, we can break into that a little bit more if you'd like as well. But just noting to your point, the group itself and the size of the group, and all of the idea that we need to get broad perspective on what that means. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's large credit unions. Some of the largest credit unions are involved in this. Some of the smallest credit unions under 100 million. We've got corporate credit unions involved. We've got system partners, CUNA Mutual Group, and other providers that that are highly engaged in the system, like PSCU, Origins, Co-op. So really, we've brought in a lot of experts that have that skill set, and even across the credit unions. There are people in the strategy space. They are in the member experience space. They're working in innovation and channel strategy. And there are CEOs from a governance perspective and just from a leadership perspective. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Again, trying to identify work streams was really kind of our first meeting and a half, spent a lot of time. What does that mean? And then we've been able to dig in both in our third meeting, and we just had our fourth meeting a couple of days ago.
Okay. Yeah, this is an incredibly robust group covering a big area, which needs to be done. And yeah, and I don't want to focus too much on the work streams. There's five of them, and they're obviously divided up in these five groups. One is analytics and intelligence. The other one's empower employees. Third one, member relationships. The fourth one, optimize operations. And then the fifth one, transform products. And I love how you guys divvied these up. And these are really hot topics within the, or hot areas within the industry too. So is that kind of the framework that you wanted to set here to come up with these discoveries?
It is. And when we talk about these things, even when we were laying them out, there was conversation about, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of common overlap. There's going to be overlap in these discussions. So right. Do we really need to break down into these groups? And that was the purpose, right? Is to try to identify what is the commonality? What are the things that weave this all together that could maybe give us that that direction as we're looking for something to collaborate on as a movement? And so, just in thinking about how we might talk about this today, I flipped the order of those. So in the paper, right, they're in the order of alphabetical. They're alphabetically
right.
Organized. And as I thought about it, from how it's actually starting to get us to a point, especially with this last meeting, which isn't covered in this paper, but I can speak to it a little bit here. Sure. We're getting to a point where we're starting to get those common themes. And if you look at the work streams, starting with engage and deepen member relationships, we're really talking about how digital transformation is critical to existing membership or member relationships, but also simplifying member transactions.
Yeah.
So that first one is engaging the relationship. So what does that mean? What do you need to do? You need to transform products to address those needs and to deepen those relationships. So we're talking about digital point of sale, whether you're using digital and crypto payments. So obviously we have payment executives in this mm-hmm. group able to speak to that. And then data subscription services. And I'm not listing all the bullets, I'm just giving you a few of them.
Sure.
From our conversations. But then you move into the analytics and intelligence work stream. And that group is talking about, well, consumers want insight. So then that flips back to what I just said about data subscription models and how do we do that and how much, members want to know what they're spending and get the analytics and the information on that to make them more financially successful.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that will deepen the relationship. So
yes.
It continues to build
yeah.
and you see those common themes. How do we get those tools into the hands of the members? How do we deliver on these things for members? And then you start talking about operations. So what does that take? Is it working with the large core processors to find common APIs so that there's more integration across the system? Are we able to work with ITM providers to be able to provide those point of sale touch points? Again, talked about in the work stream on deepening relationships. Mm-hmm. So these things continue to flow and they continue to surface. And then even when you talk about empowering employees, which may seem maybe like the island of misfit toys because everything else is member facing, right? So what about the employees? Well, if you do those things, it's going to create a better experience for your staff
mm-hmm.
in the credit union. There'll be more consistency from credit union to credit union. You'll be able to collaborate more. You'll be able to provide a better environment for them to come in when they're really looking at things like the Amazon experience when they're in their own consumer world, and then they come into the credit union and find out technology maybe isn't that same level of convenience,
mm-hmm.
it's more friction involved in their experience. So if we do all these things, we should be able to help provide a better environment for them to work from a technology standpoint too. So it really does all work together, and that's the cool part of kind of what we talked about in the report about where we are what we're seeing and where we think we can go through these work streams as far as identifying next steps.
Yeah, it sounds like they complement each other quite well, and you know, one helps out the other, that type of thing. So, all right, hey, let's get to some of the discoveries or the opportunities or gaps that you guys discovered. We're just going to cover a couple of them because there's a bunch of them. So just because I know you have a job to do and I don't want to monopolize your time, Greg. But so let's talk about one of the ones that you want to talk about, not a one size fits all approach. What's this one entail?
Yeah, and we kind of touched on that, I think, a little bit, just in the idea that we've got, you know, the largest credit unions and smaller credit unions in the room, and we've got to be able to understand that while, you know, there are some credit unions that have the capability, have the expertise, have, you know, the funding available to be able to address some of the technology needs, there are other credit unions that can't. And sharing those best practices is really important, but also acknowledging that if we're going to do this as a system together, there has to be that collaboration between those credit unions that can and those credit unions that might be struggling to do that right now. Mm-hmm. What's been really interesting in our conversations is that the same roadblocks actually tend to surface whether it's a small credit union or a large credit union. And it's, you know, in some cases around existing technology that's available to them, the larger credit unions or the credit unions, you know, that may have more resources available tend to go outside and create their own systems to address shortfalls or address gaps or address APIs that may not be working. Small credit unions or credit unions that don't have the same resources may be doing the same thing, they're just doing it differently. So as opposed to creating a new system, they may be using an Excel document to fill in gaps or something like that. So so that's been really interesting. And I think it's really helped as our group has looked forward to looking for solutions that will help the movement as a whole, as opposed to just a credit union or a smaller group of credit unions that might be collaborating on some things.
That's really, I didn't even think about it that way, Greg, because I mean, that you just get a different lens on how somebody else uses the same process or the same procedure, the same issue or whatever. Like, wow, you're approaching it from that angle. Oh, wow. We never tried that before. Let's check that out. You know, so it's really kind of an eye-opening experience, I would think, for these folks. So that's pretty cool. Hey, the second one that we want to talk about here is speed and accessibility supersede the credit union value proposition. This one really kind of piqued my interest as well. So can you expand on this one a little bit?
Sure. So when we talk about that in the report, we first of all, we say in many cases that the speed and accessibility supersede the value proposition. And we also you know, articulate that this is really amongst some of the younger users or the next generation of members, if you will. Yeah. And, you know, when you think about the American Consumer Satisfaction Index and the results that we've been seeing over the past few years, obviously credit unions have lost the edge that we've had with for-profit banks when it comes to member satisfaction or consumer satisfaction. And we know that, you know, members still value what they valued before, the fact that we have a powerful and strong connection to the communities that we serve. There's, you know, better rates that are provided by credit unions, of course. We've got more personalized service and listen to the member. All those things are still going to be highly valued by members of credit unions and by consumers in general when they open their eyes to credit unions, right? But the reality is, you know, in the technology space, the large banks are, you know, making record profits year after year, and they're able to take that money and invest it in infrastructure and new technology, and they are able to get out ahead of credit unions when it comes to those things. So when credit unions band together, like we're trying to do through this working group, and look for scale and look for collaboration as a movement, I think that's our opportunity to stay at least alongside the larger banks when we're doing things. And that's been our discussion point. And, you know, again, when you focus on that next generation of members in particular, you know, they're digital natives. I think we've all gotten used to that term now a little bit. And you know, they're the ones that are coming into the marketplace. Of course, they're younger, especially compared to me, but they're the ones that you're looking for in your credit union, because if you can't attract the younger member and the next generation of members, you're going to face troubles down the road. So we've got to be able to address that as a movement. And again, this working group's trying to look for opportunities for the movement to do that together.
Yeah, indeed. And yeah, there's plenty of more findings in here, and you know, we'll include a link so people can go check it out. So, because there's a lot more, we're just scratching the surface here. But what's the significance of these findings for credit unions moving forward that you guys, and just in this June report, what's the significance of it all?
Yeah, I think it really is back to that point on not one size fits all.
Yeah.
Defining the scope of what we can deliver together as a movement. You know, we've got obviously a lot of conversations taking place throughout the movement, through whether it's, you know, groups affiliated with CUNA or other organizations. You know, the leagues have a lot of working groups on their own that are talking about things. But when you boil it down to what a credit union might be able to do on their own versus what we could do as a system, you know, I think that's the big point that we're trying to drive forward. And when we've gotten from where we did in our first meeting to where we are now, just as a group of 40, you know, one participants, mm-hmm. and understanding that, okay, this is what I came into this, and I'm speaking, you know, maybe on behalf of a credit union leader or another leader because I'm not in that position, but they may have come in thinking, here's what I want to get to when it comes to this working group. Here's my takeaway, because we talked about those in the first meeting. It has already transitioned to what can we do together?
Right.
What can we do as a system? How can we engage, you know, our system providers that are alongside us? How can we leverage the, you know, the CUNA League system? How can we work with the corporates? How can we bring everyone together in a way that really helps credit unions, not a credit union? In the end, it'll help credit union moving it forward.
Right, and as time goes on, this is going to get even better and better too, right? Because I mean, the communication is going to get better, the ideas, because then you guys, it's kind of like I'm kind of liking it to the USA basketball team right now. Or because in the beginning, they were kind of just this hodgepodge of superstars, just kind of running around the basketball court, not really a team. But now you guys are kind of gelling as a team now, you know, and you guys are hitting your stride. And so it's going to be really exciting what you guys come up with. I mean, you guys have made already incredible strides already, but to see what's going to happen in the near future or even the distant future is going to be even better. So this is really, really cool stuff, Greg.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So, I mean, if we're approaching the gold medal round, that'd be fantastic. I think we still have a ways to go. But to your point, we are gelling in the conversation
point. Yeah, yeah.
It's like the team needs to come together.
Right.
Court, we need to come together here. And that is absolutely starting to happen in a very productive way. And it's pretty exciting to see it, just like it's exciting to see, you know, members of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks. I've got to say that.
I apologize for leaving that out.
but they're on the Olympic team. So there's the tie.
Right. They're doing very well too. So, oh my God, I'm excited for you guys, by the way. So that's a really good win for you guys. So having said that, what's next for the group without revealing too much or anything like that, but what are some next steps you guys have on the docket?
Yeah. So I don't know that there's much to reveal. We'll obviously continue the conversations. We are going to bring in, as I said, CUNA's got some other, you know, whether it's the CUNA board talking about the vision of the system going forward, whether it's, you know, our National Credit Union Roundtable, credit unions have talked about some of these topics. It's bringing those conversations together and bringing them into this, into the digitization working group. Obviously, you know, our board chair, Brad Green, from Lister Hill Credit Union, sits on the digitization working group, and is able to bring perspective from the board, from the CUNA board of directors. And then we also have some other dialogue that we can bring together to really look to move things forward. Everyone's at a little bit of a different pace when it comes to things, right? The board's looking at the long-term vision for credit unions. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, our National Credit Union Roundtable credit unions, which are the largest credit unions, are looking at a quicker pace, right? How can we move to things? And so how do we merge that all together again into this conversation of what we can do as a system? So that's what we're looking for forward to doing in our next meeting or two. And then from there, it's continue to keep the movement informed through these kinds of updates, but drive towards maybe a few key points on what we think outcomes could be through collaboration throughout the system.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. This is such a great, great move for the industry, and it's only going to do good things for the industry. And yeah, you guys are well on your way to the gold medal round, so no worries there. but yeah, just really excited. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to give us a quick update, Greg. I'll appreciate it. Yeah, and again, you guys have a talented group there doing some amazing things, and it's just going to get even better. So that's what makes it so cool. So yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. And, you know, if you're going to make the analogy to a team, I just have to call out, the coach, and that would be Mark Sievright. And many people know Mark throughout the movement, and he has been so generous with his time. He's a friend to CUNA and has done a number of things with us and is really engaged here as a subject matter expert to pull off, so many of these conversations together and help keep us moving forward. As a industry aggregator, if you will, as being the National Association, I get to sit in these meetings and help build an agenda get the conversation moving to some extent, but without having someone with Mark's expertise there to help lead us as a coach again, the team might not be looking at the gold medal round, and we just hope we can deliver the gold medal when we get to the end of the day.
It doesn't get much better than that. And you guys are on your way again. So good stuff, Greg. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you got a lot on your plate. So don't want to take up too much of your time, but we appreciate your time. So keep up the good work and be well, be safe. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.